It's Roger and James here, from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what we've been reading lately, kind of our thoughts on some of the new Marvel comics. It's kind of been a bit of a slow week, so this is always something that we like to talk about. So, kind of, what's been like the main things you've been reading lately?
Let's see. I think this week, obviously, we started up Extermination, which is the new X-Men. Not crossover, it's kind of like Avengers No Surrender. You know, they canceled or put on hiatus all the X-Men books so they could do this 5-issue miniseries just on its own. It won't be weekly, I think it's every other week, but same idea as No Surrender. So that's the big one. Obviously, X-Men fans are, you know, ready for the Fox deal to happen, yeah, and X-Men to become back in the spotlight. But in addition to that, we also had the second issue of Infinity War come out. Might be my last issue of that series, but not necessarily for the reason why people are thinking. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
And then also, two Star Wars books came out this past week. Poe Dameron, which is the penultimate issue of that series.
Yes.
Talking about Black Squadron just after the events of The Last Jedi. And the Beckett one-shot, which talks about Woody Harrelson's character from...
Was that a one-shot? Because I kind of finished it, and I thought it said...
Now it's a one-shot.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I forgot about Poe Dameron. I'm going to read that tonight. Okay, we'll start with Beckett, actually.
Let's start with Beckett.
That was a bit of a...
It was mixed.
I didn't mind that one. It was... I like the kind of what they did. It kind of built on his backstory a little bit, kind of told a bonus story, showed them as a team and their kind of coordination between them. I loved the art style was very, very close to the movie. You know, you knew that was Woody Harrelson the whole time.
But not in the way that the main Star Wars series has just been kind of like photoshopping actors' faces onto stuff really, really badly. No, this was actually very well done.
Yeah,
in that regard,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that one. I didn't think it was bad. Very kind of above average. It wasn't groundbreaking, but I enjoyed reading it, and it was. I do like sometimes with these one-shot kind of things where you get in, you get your story, and you get out, and it's all nicely wrapped up in a little bow. And it was just fun. It was nice seeing some new Star Wars characters, but also at the same time familiar because of Solo.
Right, and I think it was perfectly fine for what it was. Just a one-shot. Here's a little bit more information about Beckett. Here's a little more information about Val. Here's a little more information about the little four-armed character whose name I'm completely blanking on at the moment. You know, the one who gets... Yeah. Now we'll keep the spoilers out of it for the movie. And then, randomly, Enfys Nest showing up at the end of the story. I did kind of like the twist on how they did that, but at the same time, dropping Enfys Nest in there felt kind of just arbitrary.
In the movie, they kind of note on the fact of them having history.
Right. They do. So there's reason behind it. And even in this issue, there's kind of this isn't the first time they've met. There's a history prior to this as well. So I would actually kind of like an Enfys Nest one shot as well. I doubt we'll get it, but it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of quite liked it. I was very much I quite happily have a comic book series expand these characters a little bit more, give us a little bit more detail, and I was surprised when I saw Solo that I liked these characters. So it's like reading the comic book, I was like, yeah, these are, you know, this is fine. They were more connectable than they were from Rogue One. That was the thing.
Yeah. The one complaint I would have about this issue, or the major complaint I would have, is that I think the price was too high on it. Yeah. It's a $5 comic here in the States, which is normally reserved for the premium stuff. Like Extermination was also a $5 comic, but at least that one you can go, all right, this is the start of an event where, major thing happening to the X-Men. Now, this is just a one-off for a character that really ultimately wasn't all that important in the end. The other two characters are even less important.
Yeah.
This should have been a dollar cheaper. Mm. But honestly, most people probably aren't going to read it as a one-shot. They're more likely going to see it, I'm assuming, as a pack-in that will be included in the collected edition of the Solo adaptation.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's where it's going to end up. And that's probably where most people will end up seeing it.
No, it's good. I didn't get around to reading Poe Dameron. That's on my list to read. But Infinity Wars. Second issue hit. Okay, so we had a lot of fighting between Gamora and the rest of the heroes. And a little bit more backstory about Gamora and Thanos' relationship.
Which is basically the same as the movie, just his motivations are slightly different.
Yeah, that was, and you know, she's just carrying around his head in a bag, and he's talking to her, and it was, and then they thought were changing about, she got out of all the stones, and even in the comic book themselves, they said, well, if we don't like anything, kind of thing, we can just rewrite and start again. I'm like, you're telling me what this is. And then you flick over and you see this mass of books that they've got coming out over the next 3 months. And I'm just sitting there going, I've read like 5 or 6 primes. I watched the countdowns. I'm now the second issue in and I am already bored. And I'm like, so, this is just not going to get me for this. This event feels like I'm already lost.
Right. So I'm not bored with it. I did kind of enjoy bits and pieces of it, although I'm not overly thrilled with it either. But what you mentioned there with this list of comics that's coming out after this issue, I was just like, nope, I'm checking out right now. I'm not buying 4 different miniseries and 3 different one-shots just to follow what's going on in this other miniseries. This was the same problem I had with Infinity Countdown. It's the same problem that I had with the Wolverine Hunt for Wolverine story, which is still going on. This is very much reminiscent of mid-2000s, early 2010s style comic storytelling, which was a response to comic companies, you know, hearing from fans, because originally crossover events, let's say like Maximum Security or something like that, you would have the little mini series and then it would cross over into the main titles. So you would pick up a copy of the X-Men and they would be dealing with whatever the crossover event was. But if you weren't reading the crossover, it's like, why are there a whole bunch of aliens randomly running? I was reading a story about freaking Gambit over here. So they started breaking them off into these miniseries, but now we're at the point where it's like, are any of these miniseries important? If they are, why aren't they in the main story? Yeah. If they're not important, then why should I bother reading them in the first place? And you just get this whole mess of like, what order should I read them in?
I think as well, following the great, how I really enjoyed like the No Surrender way that they did it, where they just did week in, week out, episode number. You knew where you were going. You read it weekly. It feels like just done. Just do an Infinity Wars book, even just use the Avengers book, because I'm really not loving the Avengers story going on at the moment in the main one.
I honestly dropped Avengers. It's not my thing.
I'm not sure what's going on in it. And it just feels like this. I'm reading it. And I'm going. I'm seeing all these tie-ins and stuff, and I'm going, I'm not invested enough in this series. You've done this big twist and all the rest of it. I'll probably carry on for the other 4 episodes of the main comic book, but I'm not getting in on, because I've already, it just feels like they're going to hit the reset button and then all of it's going to get wiped out.
It's not even that they're going to hit the reset button on the whole story. They've already hit the reset button on the story. If you remember, Infinity Wars #1 ended with Gamora stabbing Peter Quill through the stomach and killing him. Yeah. You're like, oh, how are you going to deal with that? And it's like, oh, yeah, we're literally just going to use the time gem to hit the reset button, and he's not actually dead. And you're like, really? You're doing that now? Well, I can't take any of the rest of this series. So, taken on its own, issue #2 was perfectly fine. It was kind of fun seeing Gamora versus everybody and her just, you know, taking names and wiping the floor with all of them. But at the same time, it feels completely inconsequential. And they end with yet another cliffhanger. And seeing what happened with the cliffhanger on issue 1, I'm like, well, you're just going to reverse it or undercut it anyway. So, whatever, I just don't care.
My biggest problem with this is Infinity War is the biggest movie, and then you go and do Infinity Wars, and you're trying to get mainstream recognition to try and sell more books, because casual fans will I'll maybe have a look. And it's like, this is so confusing, and it's just a mess of, this is everything that doesn't work for casual readers. This is exactly what doesn't work, you know, as a casual, you know, I read, you know, 3 to 5 comic books a week, so I'm probably not even in the casual territory at that point. But for me, I'm like, no, this is too complicated. I can't be bothered with it.
And this is having the same problem that we talked about with the Avengers when we did our podcast on that a number of weeks ago, which was the book can't decide whether it needs to pander to the long-term fans who understand the current state of the comic universe, or if it wants to pander to the movie fans who, you know, know a different version of these characters than what is traditionally presented in the comics, which is why, of course, Gamora is now taking the front stage. And then other characters are acting more in line with their movie versions, whether or not it makes sense. And it's just kind of like, yeah, Thanos is talking about his plans. It's like, but his plans are neither the plans that we've seen traditionally in the comics, which is he's courting death and he wants to kill people as like a present to death, or the movie version, which is we're going to balance the universe, which is nonsense anyway. But all the stuff he's mentioning in this issue has nothing to do with either of those. So it's like you have to decide at some point, are the movies going to mirror the comics? Are the comics going to mirror the movies? Or like the DC Universe, one of the very few things they do properly is just like, nah, it's an alternate reality. We've got our Batman in the comics here. We've got Batman in Gotham over there. We've got Batman in Batman versus Superman over there. They are completely different characters, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's like one of the few things that DC is doing right now.
It definitely seems a bit all over the place. Another series I'm enjoying is Amazing Spider-Man. They've kind of going down this line now where Spider-Man and Peter Parker have been split into two.
That's interesting. So I haven't been reading, so this is new.
So you got like Spider-Man, and then you got Peter Parker. But they're not, the split wasn't complete, so they don't have the full use. So Peter Parker's got no abilities, he's got no spider sense, he's got no strength, but then Spider-Man's out there doing it, but there's something wrong with them. That's not, neither one of them are right. And because it was like, they really caught me off guard, because like, it was like, and then suddenly like, they we got two of them and going, well, how have they done that? And then suddenly then they've gone down this whole line of splitting them into two. And it's kind of quite fun. He's back to college. He's back to being a student. And it's just, I'm enjoying that. It's kind of simple, but it's a nice little series that I've been into. I also jumped back. I've been carrying on with Four. I don't like the new art. I don't like this art style that they're doing in this new one.
I've got to agree. Honestly, I think that, you know, I've really loved Jason Aaron's run on Thor, starting with God Killer several years ago, and then God Bomb, and then moving on to the Jane Foster Thor. And he's still writing the current series, but, you know, I'm kind of done with this. I think that his run should have ended with the death of Jane Foster Thor a couple months ago, and the torch should have been passed on to someone else. I'm definitely not liking the art on the current Thor, and that's probably coloring, no pun intended, my opinion of the writing as well. But yeah, you know, the death of Jane Foster Thor really was a great end point.
Yeah.
It tied up all the plots. You know, he'd been building to it for years. And it felt like a satisfying place where Jason Aaron could have ended his run, and we could have gotten a new direction with Thor under a new writer, and instead we've got whatever this is. And I don't know. We had the same thing when Ed Brubaker was writing Captain America. You know, that was back when they first did the Winter Soldier art, brought Bucky back up through the death of Captain America, Civil War, etc. And once you got past the death of Captain America, it really kind of was just like, oh, we're just kind of holding down the fort. We're just telling stories. But there was nothing like Winter Soldier or those kind of things, being like, yes, this is propelling forward. And I feel like we're in that phase now of this particular Thor. So
I did like, the only thing I did like was that kind of the look of him when he kind of became leader of Hell, and he had the black thing on top of his throne. That was kind of quite cool. And suddenly then he liked having the power, but that was over in like a page. I mean, that would have been quite fun to kind of had that going a bit longer. But yeah, it was a bit of, I kind of was reading it going, was like, what? It's like, it felt like the good book in the last like 2 months, the book's completely just gone in a completely different direction. And I'm not too sure of it. I'm just trying to think what else I've read lately from the last week or two. But yeah, that was
I'll just throw out there, since I mentioned it earlier, Extermination. Mm. If you're a new reader to the X-Books, or if you haven't read them for a while, Extermination is not the place to jump on. Wait for the Uncanny X-Men relaunch, which will be coming in a handful of months. That should be a much better jumping on point. Because if you haven't been reading X-Men Gold and X-Men Blue, the two core X-Men titles, and even a little bit of X-Men Red, probably none of this book is going to make sense. It's a lot of fun if you are aware of the continuity, because this is very much a look at all of the crazy stuff that we've done in the last couple of years, and here is us just wiping it out, clearing the table, getting rid of all of these continuity snags, why there are four different versions of Wolverine running around at the moment, etc. Just, we're not dealing with it. We've got one version of each character, and that's kind of where we're at. But if you're not up to speed, don't even try.
I did like the Phoenix Return book, and mm-hmm. I did do X-Men Red for a bit, but I kind of dropped that one. I liked X-Men, but again, too many books, too many different things going on. So I'm hoping with Uncanny X-Men, are these going to be, is it going to be weekly or fortnightly or?
We're not sure yet, because I think they've only announced the first episode, the first issue or two, but it's not going to be the only X-Men title. All right. X-Men Red is continuing on. There will be a title called X-Men Black, which looks more like an anthology title.
So it's a Magneto one, isn't that?
Well, Magneto's in the first issue, but I'm not sure that it continues to be a Magneto title. I think that the idea is, I might even just be making this up, I don't know, where it'll kind of focus on a different character, or it might be a double story like the Marvel 2-in-1 was, where there'll be a core story, but then there'll also be a backup story, and it's really meant to be a place where they can dump other characters and tell stories in the fringes that maybe wouldn't fit in Uncanny X-Men or X-Men Black, or X-Men Red, sorry. And I'm not sure what the status of Astonishing X-Men is. I don't know if that's continuing or ending. I think it's continuing, but honestly, I haven't even read that in a while, so...
Yeah. Maybe? It's kind of one of those things of... I liked jumping into the X-Men, but it's so too much.
It is a continuity nightmare.
Yeah,
it's... I love it. I've been reading the X-Men almost nonstop since the 90s, so for me, it's just like, I know this stuff. I've lived and breathed it in a comic sense, but trying to jump in for the first time, especially right now.
Yeah. No, like I said, I tend to kind of get drawn to the bigger events, the single stuff, the mini series, the number ones, the things that kind of like catch your eye when you're looking at that big list of previews and going, right, what am I going to cherry pick this week? There's certain things like I definitely feel like Star Wars, Darth Vader, those are two titles that are just, reading. You know, I'm like, and it is just this kind of weird thing of there's so much different stuff out there, and you can't read it all. It's just impossible. But we'd love to know what you guys are reading at the minute. Let us know in the comments below. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com and follow, like, subscribe, etc. on all the different video and audio platforms. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.
Later.